You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
It's time for us now to enter into the third and final hour of the program. Thank you very much for tuning in and staying tuned to Live with me, Nayelu Pondwana. We are now focusing on the last installment of our discussion we've been having this week. And today we're talking about honor God in your dating decisions. You know, honor God in your dating. It has been umjolo as a Christian throughout the week, this week. And as you can tell, it is out of my depth. That's why we do have Umfundisi joining us to give us some perspective to help us navigate our way through this concept of umjolo, which is a very, very complicated concept for me. Every dating decision, by the way, we make has the potential to either honor God or lead us astray. Every decision, not only in umjolo, as my producer calls it, but anywhere. From whom we date to how we date, each choice reflects our commitment to our faith. And so, please, let's explore how to align our dating decisions with God's will and His plan for our lives. And that's why we do have Pastor Babuloki Museki, who's going to be helping us once again, one more time, to answer these questions. And Funis, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much.
So, first of all, when we're talking about dating decisions, how can we ensure that our dating decisions honor God and reflect His values?
To have that insurance, if I may put it that way, we need to be intentional. There's a requirement of intentionality, a commitment to biblical principles, and a heart that seeks to glorify God above all. And there's several steps or things that one can do to actually accomplish that. Putting God first in the relationship. I mean, Matthew chapter 6 says that we should seek God, His kingdom, His righteousness, and all the other things will be added.
Yes.
So making God a priority is the first thing. And then also there's the issue of dating with a purpose, not just dating because, you know, people are dating, but dating with a purpose. There should be the end in mind. What is the goal? Genesis chapter 2 verse 24 gives us the goal of dating, that a man should leave his mother and father at the end of that so that he can cleave to his wife. And then there's the aspect of being equally yoked. Paul talked about being equally yoked in 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14, that you should not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. So we should have someone who actually shares the same faith in Christ as us. And then prioritizing character over appearance. We'll talk about it, I think, a little bit later on, but it's very important. And then also seeking God's counsel through prayer and, you know, the study of His word, and also people who other people's views and understanding of the concepts is very important for one to formulate a proper stand.
So what role does personal accountability there, Mfundis? What role does personal accountability play in making godly dating decisions?
Personal accountability helps one to stay true to biblical values, to avoid temptation, and to maintain a Christ-centered focus in the relationship. I mean, it helps by maintaining integrity and purity. One, you know, if one is accountable, they'd be like, look, I have to make sure that I am amenable to God, and everything that I do, I'm answerable to God. So they will then, you know, maintain that integrity and purity. It also encourages self-reflection. Someone who's accountable, personal accountability, means that you every now and then take stock of yourself, take stock of how you do things, and then you have to, you know, reflect, to introspect, as it were. And it also prevents idolatry of the relationship. Because, you know, people who don't have that touch of personal accountability, they will idolize the relationship. They make the relationship the main thing, whereas they forget self-development and values that define them as human beings.
Okay. Okay. And then the idea of discerning whether someone is a good match based on Christian principles. How do we do that?
Yeah. Very interesting thoughts on this. But what I have seen is that how does one discern whether someone is a good match based on the principles that you find in the Bible? It involves evaluating the person's character, the person's values, and in their spiritual life, while also seeking God's guidance. Practical ways to determine if someone is a good match through the lens of the biblical or Christian worldview is this. The first thing is does the person share the faith with me? Do we share the same faith? 2 Corinthians 6:14. And then another thing is the alignment of values and life purpose. Our values on the same frequency. Amos chapter 3 verse 3 says, "Can two walk together unless they be agreed?" So there is that aspect. And then also there is the issue of examining character. Now, character is not something that we can judge based on a single occasion. It cannot be judged based on the events of one day or just seeing the person. Right. It takes time to evaluate character under different circumstances, situations, and pressures to see how the person reacts. And that way we can tell the person's character. And then also, you know, very important, observe how the person handles conflict. Because conflict is inevitable.
Hey.
It is inevitable. So observing how they handle conflict is very, very important.
Absolutely. Yo. Yeah. I don't remember ever hearing this Mfundisi during counseling, but it's so important. Yo.
It's very important. Also, another thing is observing the relationship with others.
Yeah.
I mean, for a lady.
Yeah.
It's important for her to observe how the guy relates with other females.
Yeah.
How he relates with his mother, how he relates with his sisters.
Yeah.
Even females outside of his family, family ties. And vice versa, the same also applies to gents. They should observe how does she relate to her father, to her brothers, to her uncles, and all those. That is very, very important because it tells how the person is going to behave in marriage, how they are going to relate with other people.
Yay! Yeah. You don't know what I'm putting. You've actually said a mouthful. If people were to write this down, put it on their doorpost, and remember it. Yay! Yeah. What does the Bible say, Mfundisi, about the process of choosing a partner, and how can we apply that in today's life?
The Bible does offer wisdom and guidance, or as far as that is concerned. You know, it focuses on things like qualities like shared faith, as we have said, you know, character and commitment to godly living. So when one seeks a partner, there is that aspect. Do we share the same faith? There's also the issue of looking for godly character. Proverbs chapter 31 verse 30 says, "Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." So that is very, very important. We should look for a godly character. I mean, also applies to gentlemen, that the gentleman should also have a godly character. And then also we should seek for wisdom, or we should seek wisdom God and others. Proverbs chapter 3 tells us that, you know, 5 and 6, that we should not depend on our own understanding, but depend on God. And also chapter 11 verse 14 says that in the multitude of counselors there is safety. So that is very, very important. And another important point is to choose someone who encourages spiritual growth. We don't want someone who will take us back to Babylon or back to Egypt.
Indeed
To be someone who challenges us to move forward.
Somebody you're gonna grow with.
Absolutely.
You can't be a spiritually stagnant Christian. You must be growing. Hey!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're hitting hard today. Final question, how can we involve God in our dating lives without over-spiritualizing things? I do understand this is a spiritual matter, but it appears we run the risk of over-spiritualizing things. So how do we involve God in our relationships without saying, "Let's pray"? Every time, let's pray for that. Pray for that. You need to communicate. No, let's pray. You need to correct your personality. Yes. No, pray.
Exactly. And you know, that is very, very important, because people run the risk of of over spiritualism in this dating department of our life, as in every department of our life, there are two extremes: doing things the secular way and doing things over spiritualizing things.
Right.
So we need to know how to actually balance. So the balance is achieved by, you know, integrating faith in one's relationship in a balanced and a practical way.
Okay.
It involves seeking God's counsel, yes, and living out biblical principles and ensuring that the faith remains central without forcing spiritual expectations that could strain the natural flow of the relationship. Now, there are people, I've met people who say that, look, you know what, God will deliver a woman to me at my doorstep. I just need to pray and God will do that. That is over spiritualizing the approach to dating.
Okay.
Because remember what the Bible says.
Yes.
He who finds a good wife finds
he
from the Lord.
Yeah.
So for you to find, you have to be seeking.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So there is that element. And, and you know, as you say, people, they want to, when we see the prayer is not important, but there are things that, and God has given us common sense.
Right.
There are things that you know that, okay, here, if I leave this thing here, it's going to burn on the stove.
Yeah.
Do I need to pray about this? Really? No, you don't need to pray. Just on that.
Yeah.
So there are certain things that God has given us power and wisdom to do.
Right.
So with those things, let's do them without, as you said, over spiritualizing.
Right.
You know? So those elements that are very important because they will not strain the natural flow of the relationship.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, what is you're going out with a bang today. Brilliant, brilliant points today. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And any parting words? Because today is our final day today together.
That's what I would say. I would say that, you know, relationships are created by God.
Yeah.
Any kind of relationship, whether it's a friendship, whether it's child and the parents, whether it's spouses, husband and wife, all of that is the author is God, and God has principles that guide all relationships that we as human beings find ourselves in, and we need to tap into that wisdom so that our relationships reflect God. Character and we actually enjoy our relationships rather than regret them and end up despising the people that we are looked up to. Yeah,
absolutely. Mfundisi, thank you very much for your time. I really enjoyed our time together. You've grown me. Appreciate it. Have a wonderful Sabbath tomorrow and a blessed preparation day today. Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
Thank you so much. May God bless you.
All right. That's how we end our conversation with Pastor Babuluki Musegi for giving us our last installment on our Umjolo series.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.